Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am? My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. Now, we're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Evidently, probably, are the chances 50-50 or you're not going to vote?
Definitely.
In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
yes,
or someone else?
Biden.
Biden. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
African American black. Okay. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking? 60.
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
This truly is the limit.
Very dissatisfied.
Now, let me read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? Now, use 10 if it is the most important. A 5, somewhat. And 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime and gun violence. How important is that? From 0 to 10. For
10.
The President and Congress to be, okay, 10. What about making housing more affordable?
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I don't know.
So, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. Use it as a scale from 0
to 10. Can you hold for just a second?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Like I was saying, ma'am, I would like for you to rate your feelings toward some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or you've never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. How do you feel from 0 to 100 about Joe Biden?
Fifty.
What about Republicans in Congress?
50.
What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
25.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each and one to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important is that issue for the FDA to be focused on, okay? Use 10 if it is most important, 5 somewhat, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10. 10, okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
We're almost done, okay, ma'am? We're almost half. We are 50%, okay? I'm going to try to hurry it up so I don't take too much of your time, okay? Now it is. Wow. It's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under age of 21. Considering this, we support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
That's 50.
Okay. So you would support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Okay. Would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Some.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
More important, okay. When it comes to tobacco use, do you feel is the better approach? Which one is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, or an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which of the two would you say is the one better approach for the government to focus on its efforts?
Just banning it altogether.
Okay, prohibition, okay. Now, I'd like to read some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government would ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, they say an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned that there will be an outcome? Somewhat? Not very concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. The second one, they say, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat.
Yes.
Not very. Not at all concerned.
Very.
What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Are you very concerned that that will be an outcome? Somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel strongly agree with that statement, 5 somewhat, 0 does not agree with the statement at all. Now, you can use the number from 0 to 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. Now, these types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree with this statement from 0 to 10? How would you rate it?
Let's see. I would go more on the side of a 10.
Okay, so 10, you can go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. What about this other statement? America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How much do you agree with this statement from 0 to 10?
I'm not sure, but I need to go now because I'm serving my family dinner.
Oh, okay.
So, well, but
actually,
thank you.
Ma'am, if you would give me just one more minute, we're almost done, so that we can complete the survey. Just one more minute, okay? Would that be okay?
Okay, you're on the clock.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do.
Would you support it or oppose it?
Yeah.
Oppose it or support? Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine for adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay. Now, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decision, or who do you vote for?
I support it.
Okay, so you'll be much more willing to vote for somebody who supports these bans, correct?
Yes.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Liquor or spirit?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
Beer?
Okay.
What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
Wine, yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
What about e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Okay.
No.
Ma'am, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And are you married? Single, separated, divorced,
yes.
Or widow? Okay. So you're married.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Okay. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I know it took a little more than a minute, but we got it done. Thank
mm-hmm.
you very much.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Thank you. I truly thank you for your help.
Happen.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. People want?